Hello and welcome to Trash Party Aftermath. This is Justin.
This is Chris.
So you don't have any more basement stuff? I mean, like, yeah, you went over there and you went down there and...
I'm like, oh, God.
Do you feel weird down there?
It's like, should I just go to sleep and play Xbox or what?
I remember your Xbox, yeah.
What are you doing? Halo.
Yay. I remember Halo.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
What'd you do last night? Halo.
Halo, watch Grind again. Grind special features. Fake watch Matthew McConaughey. We should turn off the lights, crank up the air, and put on Grind.
Well, that's what I did. No, it was one day I got off early. That's what I did. It was like, it's dark and cold in my house. Put Jackass 2.5 on. I think I was messaging you. Wyatt came home like, what the fuck is going on in here?
What were they? Or was it 3? Was it 3?
I think it was 2.5. He walked in when Steve-O was in the shit slingshot.
Okay. No, I think that is 3.
Is it 3?
I think it's 3. Speaking of, do you follow Bam on Instagram?
Oh, he went crazy.
He made up his own language. I'm not kidding.
I seen the post on this Twitter that, like, he got thrown from a plane, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, because he was drunk.
He was drunk, and he kept calling the waitress a slut or something, asking for more shots of tequila.
And there's a video of him, like, giving, like, I'm assuming security or cops shit. Like, he's talking to these guys, and they're like, I think you have an integrity problem. Like, he's lying to them. And he's like, you just said I drank 50 shots. Nobody can drink 50 shots. You believed that when I told you? Because he must have told them, like, oh, I've probably had 50 shots. And, like, so they're, like, suspicious immediately. And he's like, well, you believe me when I said that? How could you believe me? It's like, don't lie to authorities when you're on a fucking airplane, you dumb shit. But so, like, if you check his thing, like, he'd been – he did a con, and then, like, there's a whole bunch of bullshit. Like, he has his own language. Like, he writes characters, and they all correspond, and, like, you can transcribe what he's writing. But I saw him writing it.
Is it actually his, or is it an old language?
He made it up. He made it up. But, like, when he writes them, it's like that. So, it's like...
No offense, a retarded Butterfree from back here.
Exactly. But it's so, like, close together that, like, maybe he knows what he's... Like, dude, he knows the characters, but, any normal person sees that and they're like, okay, this is too jumbled.
Or, like, an ink blot or whatever.
And he's like, I can write this faster than I can write English, and it's so fucking easy to read. And then you look at the comments, and it's like, you see Steve-O... first of all, and then you see Brandon Novak, who's been clean for a while.
Yeah, and for like a year or something.
If Brandon Novak is telling you that you need to like get clean, like that guy was fucked up. Like
he was bad.
He was gonna die. But yeah,
I think they literally told him, like, you have X amount of time to live if you don't stop.
But I think Steve-O helped him, but he keeps trying to get through to Bam, and it's not my life, and it's not like, it's not up to
I really think it's fucking Ryan.
Probably. That probably.
Because that's when he all went downhill. That's when he went downhill bad.
Yeah, because then it's like...
And I don't think it's like really stopped. Like, he slowed down, and it's like, okay, and then he relapsed. Like,
It's like you have your best friend die, and it's like, then you have nothing to live for. And, like, he made a list, and it was like, people who contact me only to see if I'm okay. And it's like, my mom, Steve-O, Johnny Knoxville, Brandon Novak. And he's like, it's so frustrating. Like... He doesn't, like, people are trying to help him, but he gets, like, annoyed that they're trying to help him.
Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck? I don't understand,
it could
like...
be something that's going on, though.
Yeah, like, but it's not up to, like, it's weird because it's, like, not up to the fans, but, like, when you've enjoyed somebody for a long time and then, like, you see, like,
them crumbling in front of you?
Yeah, like, publicly. Because Jen told me last night, she's like, do you follow Bam anymore? And I was like, no, because I just stopped on Instagram. She's like, you should,
I had him on
you
Twitter,
should check it out.
Instagram.
She's like, I think it's not good.
No?
But, so that was kind of... That's kind
of
weird.
Course, weren't they all fucked up in Jackass?
I think they would all drink and stuff and, like, party. But I think, you know, everyone kind of knew, like, okay, it's time to
it's
not do that.
Time.
Yeah. Because, well, like, Dave England would drink really bad and get really drunk and become an asshole, like, and they would, what they call him, like, Darp. That was like his like drunk name. And I think they were saying, like, on one of the movies, like, since he was such an asshole the night before, his name was first on like the call sheet for the next day of stunts and stuff. So like he had to do whatever it was. I can't remember what the thing was, but
which would, like, make it funnier, probably. Yeah, he'd be like hungover.
Well, and it's like punishment. Like, you were an asshole to Jeff Tremaine last night, so guess who's first up? Yeah. Anyway, Bam. Though it's weird and like sad, and like he looks like shit. I don't know. Bam Margera, what will he do next?
Suicide.
I would like to not think so, but... And Steve-O was like, dude, like, I used to record myself doing stupid shit, too, when I was drunk, and I thought it was profound, but it was, like, a problem. So, I see where this is headed, and it's not good, so...
At least he's trying.
Yeah, but they all keep saying, like, you can only help yourself, so...
Is that a pineapple? What was that?
My phone vibrated. Was it you?
It's me.
Oh, it's the group?
Yeah. I just threw out a message there saying who's baiting.
Yeah. Everywhere? Did you flush?
Did I? I don't know. I was like, fuck, it's after two, and I just fucking powered it out. And...
Sometimes I just write, like chloroform is a recreational drug.
All right.
Think anyone's ever done that?
I don't know. We can. I'm going to pick up some.
I remember,
put
it
on my HSA card.
Can you just buy chloroform readily?
I don't fucking know.
What do you use it for?
Polishing wood.
I don't know. Chloroform. What are the uses of chloroform? Maui, our friend Chris Maurer. His birthday is coming up a couple days. I was going to send him something. But he had this thing where, like, he would talk... He would say, like, what if you, like, just, like, continually chloroform somebody? Like, they wake up...
And you do it again.
And you do it again. And then they wake up and you do it again. And then, like, 3 days pass. And they don't... But you know what? That was me.
I was like, what the...
You would probably dehydrate and die. Because you wouldn't get liquid. You can't live with liquid for 2 days without liquid.
You could try.
But anyway, yeah. I was thinking about, like, in high school. Because Tool is on Spotify now.
On everything, yeah. Finally. After
and
10 years.
So we were listening to it in the car, like, really loud yesterday, and it was awesome. But Tool in A Perfect Circle make me think of, like, our friend Chris Maurer. And I don't know, that friend group, that group of people... Like those bands and like local bands, like you know that group,
yeah.
But then I was just thinking, like, what? Like, I've heard like, a lot of it plays on the radio,
yeah.
But then I was like, I know I've ridden around in cars listening to Tool, and I think it was with Maui, because we used to hang out on Monday nights, and we used to call it Nitro. Like, he used to come get me. It was when, like, I think he was between girlfriends, and he was all sad, and I was, like, obviously sad.
Always sad.
So we would drive around and, like, talk about, like, shit that was bothering us. It was, like, therapy on Monday nights. We did it for a while, Monday Nitro, and we had, like, little missions every time. Like, I remember one time I found out you can, like, and this was back in, like, the mid-2000s. Things are probably different now, but allegedly... There were codes you could put into vending machines.
Oh, yeah, they might get shit to come out.
Yeah,
or whatever.
there's like a code sequence you can put in, but
I need to figure that out for work.
We're out of Slim Jims.
Yeah, we gotta refill them.
We're out of the Jack Links pack, the Jack pack. That cheese. Ugh. Don't eat vending machine cheese.
Yeah, it's probably a good tip.
Pro tip. But it never worked. But I remember it was fun because we had a mission. So then we were like, okay, where are their vending machines? And I think we were like, we knew there were some at the rest stop between here and Peoria.
Yeah.
So we drove out there. like one night.
Didn't work.
Didn't work. But it was still fun because it was like it was the adventure.
Don't you have that quarter on a string still?
Oh yeah, I put slugs in. Wonder if that works. The quarter on the string.
I've seen videos of it working, but I've never physically in real life seen it
like
work.
Like new videos? I mean, it's always like that's kind of like an old school like trope almost, like a TV
and
trope.
And you'll just punch the glass out of it and take everything.
When they stop, you just tell them you have anxiety and they'll let you go. But no, that was always fun. I don't remember too many like of the things we knew we were going to do that night. It just largely ended up being like driving around. I think we went to Steak and Shake one time. I think that's how it started, actually. Just like a Steak and Shake. It sounds weird, but like a Steak and Shake parking lot at midnight.
On Monday.
Me and Maui talking about life. Life sucks.
Yeah. Still does.
Things get worse. Spoilers.
Spoilers, they kept telling me it was going to get better, and it never did.
It gets better.
No, it hasn't. I was told that 18 years ago.
Gets better.
Now I work every day.
The only thing that got better was that, like, anyone who gave you shit when you were in high school...
You don't see them
suddenly,
anymore.
Suddenly, you don't see them. You don't see them ever again.
Unless it's in the arrest or mail.
Yeah. The arrest page.
Or the death page.
That is one thing. Like, you just wish you could tell high school kids, like, dude, if these people are bothering you now, you have no idea how quickly they go away. Like, you don't see them ever again. Like, one person in particular, I remember seeing... One person gave me shit. I remember seeing him in the library at Sandberg once. And I don't even know why he was there, because he was an idiot. And I remember passing him, and he, like, side-eyed me. And I walked right past him, and I met Jen in the back of the library. And fucked, you know?
Jesus!
No, but it's like you walk past the idiots that you thought were important, and then they... You walk right to somebody who's like way more important. That's a little too sappy for this podcast.
I think I just got hard.
Hold on, I have a story about a dwarf when I come back.
God.
Do I need to turn this on again?
Or I'm all right.
Okay.
If you're I'm full vag spread over here, but
man spreading.
I'm manscaping in Jen's diner room. Double down? The double down?
Is that the thing that's like the bun is
chicken?
Double down on your tongue.
Are you peeing in the sink?
So, I think we kind of have it easy. Like we were just talking about, like, life being weird and hard, but we're not getting drafted in wars.
Yet. Yet.
Well, I hate to say this, but, like, I won't be. Old trusty blindy over here. I pat my eye. I don't know. Do you have flat feet?
No. I'm just obese. That's about it. Is that a thing these days?
I don't know. Can you get out of draft for being obese? Sir, do you have any ailments we need to know about? I'm fat.
As I'm eating a Twinkie. Look, I'm just standing up.
I'm fat as fuck. but in the... like, Jen's dad told me about, like... Vietnam time. Like, he was that age. Like, when was Vietnam? 69 to 73 or some shit.
Yeah.
Long story short, Jen's dad was, like, up for draft. He had, like, a low draft number, too. And, like, I think he was gonna be, like, up and ready. Like, he was gonna have to go. So what they did was...
cut his leg off.
So what they did was... No, they had to, like, he was to the point where he got a physical, and, yeah, like, it was
happening.
It was happening. And, but they, I think, like, the kids that were, like, 18, like, they rounded them up in the high school.
And like, they, hey, you want to do this?
No, not that you do. You want to? Oh. It's you're doing this. But they brought in like the army guys and the doctors and stuff.
Yeah.
And like right in front of, you know, there. I don't know if there were any curtains or anything, but you know, they gave them like the full physical, like you know, finger up the ass, like the whole situation. Go. Yeah. And he talked about how horrible that was, but yeah, like the one thing about like the story is like it's fucked up and scary and stuff. But he didn't have to go or anything, and like he's fine. He had friends who died, and he had friends who went over, and he had friends who like volunteered to go over, and like because they were like he has this one friend who's like, you know, I was an angry kid, so I thought maybe if I go over and kill some like. Vietnamese, yeah. I'll feel better, but you know what, I came
it
back.
Just made it worse.
Yeah, he's like, I don't feel any better, I feel different, honestly. I feel probably worse. But, so, the person who was, like, in charge of, like, the paperwork, and, like, he talks about it like a stamping situation, you know, like stamping.
Approval.
Yeah, like, good to go, like, using a stamp, like a rubber stamp, was this deformed dwarf. Like, he was the one sitting at this table, this little dwarf, like a little person. And he had this, like, wonky hand. And he was the one working the rubber stamp. Like, like you have...
Okay, you could recruit me for that.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it almost seems like spitting in the eye of all these kids who might have to go to war is that you have this...
midget,
physically deformed little person, and I'm not being mean to little people or the challenged, but like you have this person like processing the paperwork that will send you off maybe to your death.
Yeah.
And there's no fucking way they're gonna send this little guy into battle. So it's like like not that he was laughing or anything while he was
funnier if it was.
Not like he was laughing as he was like stamping people's like death tickets, but like anyway, so that was the deformed dwarf story.
Next, please.
Oh god.
That's mean. I gotta cut that out.
It was really that one dude that died. What was the midget from Austin Powers?
Vern Troyer? Yeah, baby. He had a sex tape.
Did you watch it?
No, but...
Okay.
Should we?
No.
Should I pull that up on the big screen?
Yeah, on that new projector we got.
We should have a TV right here.
Jesus. What kind of budget are you working with? I haven't got any of these money bills from this thing
yet. I have like
yet.
Two TVs in the bedroom.
Jesus.
That's not a bad idea. Get like a little wall mount. I don't think it's a smart TV though, sadly. Oh. Anyway, so that's a deformed dwarf.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's kind of dark, but like, can you imagine like you're just like depressed and like, oh man, I qualify. Like I'm gonna have to go to war. There's nothing getting me out of this.
That could happen.
Flat feet, flat ass. Big nose, like I'm not getting out of war. And then the guy processing the paperwork is somebody who's guaranteed to never have to serve. And you're just like, you just want to strangle that little guy.
You little shit.
You just start chasing him around. He's like, get back here.
Oh, God.
Anyway, these aren't my stories.
God.
Jen's dad, oh, he has some crazy story. Like, he just had, like, I used to have a running list of, like, little stories that, like, happened in his life or, like, stories his dad would tell him. And, like, there's this one where, the family had, like, they lived on the country. I think this was his uncle. So it was, like, Jen's great uncle, Uncle Earl. Like, those are a lot, there are a lot of Uncle Earl stories. But he, they had a pet donkey, and like one day, like,
someone was fucking
it. No, no. One day, like he went out to feed the donkey, and the donkey was dead. So like,
was it from the donkey show?
Yes, the Tijuana donkey show. So he digs a hole, and he's gonna bury the donkey, but he didn't dig the hole deep enough.
So the fucking hooves were hanging out of the ground.
So in order to, like, make it fit, he, like, chopped the donkey's legs off. Oh, it's so sad. There you go.
Do you got or just bury it with the hooves up and all the dirt.
They're like sticking.
What is that? Nothing.
Nothing.
Don't go around that.
Ignore that. Anyway, there you go. Those are two of Jen's dad's stories. Do I have a third?
I don't know.
Oh, one other thing he told me. This is probably like in the 70s. Like, I think driving age, like driver's license. You know, like him and his friends had their licenses and stuff, and they're like 16 or 17. But one of the friends had, like, he had enough hours flying that he had, like, a pilot's license.
Nice.
As a teenager. Like, no one does that anymore. But, so Joe, it's Jen's dad, he would, every once in a while, like, him and his friends would, like, skip school.
To, like, go flying?
Pool their money together for enough gas. And then I think, like, I think you could rent a plane out at the municipal airport out in Galesburg. You probably still can if you have enough money. Or I don't know if you could fly. Yeah. So they would pull their money for
Trash party flies.
Shit! We should have learned!
Started Patreon so we and you could go flying.
Fuck. Like spreading business cards as we fly over...
Chris, city. You're going low, buddy. Just fly really low over fucking Henderson Street, making it rain business cards.
Scalping rooftops. So they would pool their money and skip school, get enough gas, fly to the Quad Cities, like, for the day, and hang around up there. How fucking cool.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Have you been up in a plane?
Uh-uh.
I haven't either. We could fly to Jersey next time.
Want to fly to Tokyo?
I texted you midweek, or was it last week? Sloth versus Happy Gilmore's boss.
Oh, God.
Sloth from the Goonies versus Happy Gilmore's boss. And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot. Do you need me to turn on the air?
Are we good? Nah, okay. Just the ass. You know, the thing I don't have.
Oh. Did that guy die? That guy from Happy Gilmore? He was Jaws in, like, James Bond. He had, like, metal teeth.
I don't know if he's alive or not.
He's probably dead. When you're that big, you know, your days are numbered.
Well, the whole giant thing.
Yeah, like, your body is just more stress.
There was someone that was, like, seen a post that someone donated. It was, like, a family member of Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Donated some of the boots or something.
Oh, shit.
To WWE, like, a pair of his boots for, like, a display or something that they're doing. Because they do, like, the traveling... like, Museum of Wrestling or whatever that they do for, like, WrestleMania, SummerSlam. You could get tickets and go through it. And, like, cool. Someone did the boots, and the fucking boot, like, the Miz was holding it up, and it was, like, big as his forearm. I'm like, holy shit.
God.
That dude had a huge feet.
He used to shit in bathtubs.
I heard about that.
Because
I heard he could drink a bathtub worth of liquor, too, yeah, from what I heard.
Well, yeah, he used to drink, like, 20 beers or something like that. Yeah, shitting in bathtubs because you, like, couldn't fit on the toilets.
I can't fit on the toilet. Don't take a bath. Wasn't that why Big Show slimmed down and stopped wrestling? Because the whole giant disease thing?
Well, yeah, it's not good.
Your life.
Yeah, and he's...
Well, wrestling already shortened your life, but, like, the giant disease does, too.
Yeah, like, just being a big guy. Like, I think your pituitary gland, it's out of whack. That's why, like, you grow so, like, it can't control the...
Growth spurts.
Yeah, so you just keep growing. And I'm sure there's medications you can take to, like, kind of curb that, but I don't know if that's healthy for you. And Big Show is probably just, you know, a little overweight, so... He looks good now, yeah. Yeah. Underweight.
Big Show confirmed for 205. Oh, you'd look creepy as shit. If he ever got down to 205, geez. Like, whoa, bro, fucking eat a steak.
How much do I weigh?
I could tell you I do not weigh 205.
Chris Pearson confirmed. Not 205. I'm probably, I don't know. I haven't weighed myself in a few days.
I haven't weighed myself since my last physical this time last year.
Blow the dust off the scale. Did you know I used to cheat at Heads Up 7-Up?
You never put your head down, did you?
I did, but I would, like, put it on my arm, and I would keep my eyes open and look at the feet. I'd look at the feet coming near me that would touch me. Did you ever hope, like, oh, girls are going to touch my hands?
Heads up, 7-Up right now. Heads in up, real life.
Heads up, dick up.
Everyone just lays back with hard ons. Find out it's Wyatt touching every single one of them. Ah, whoa! Whoa, buddy.
Push my dick down. Can you, like, make an erotic version of Heads Up 7-Up, I wonder?
I'll work on that.
Work on that. Work out the kinks.
I'm going to tweet that. I wonder... Oh, God.
Work out the kinks in your colon, too. Like, what would it be? Like, I don't mean to get too graphic here, but this is what we're all about.
An erotic Heads Up,
like,
7-Up.
See if you can sense whose mouth is on your dick. Wake up, like, who was that? Like, I mean, open your eyes, not wake up.
You get chloroformed before. It's Chris Maurer all over again. All right, who was it? Ashley. No, back to sleep. Chloroform. It could take 3 days to figure it out.
Everyone's gone at that point. Jesus. How did we get there? Anyway, I used to cheat at Heads Up 7-Up. Heads Up Dick Up. Heads Up Boner Up. That's not good. There's nothing good that comes from that.
I'm going to put that on Twitter and see what fucking people
say. An adult version of Heads Up 7-Up.
Start tagging, like, random porn stars in it. At Riley Reed. Can we make an erotic...
Oh, see, like, someone like her could make it fun. Like, who's like...
Yeah, make it fun.
You know, someone who's like, who makes porno fun.
Yeah.
Because then she do kind of kooky stuff.
Yeah,
like you get, okay, in like a porno sense, like Heads Up 7-Up, like you get a line of like four guys and then like two
girls.
Heads
Up 7-Up was around the table, right?
Yeah, and you had fewer people walking. Well, no, okay, you would put your head down on your desk, put your thumb up.
Yeah.
It's a dumb game. There's no like rhyme or reason to the game.
Yeah, because then like.
They would just come around and put your thumb down.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be like, okay, heads up. And then if your thumb was down, you would stand up.
Yeah.
And there'd be the line of people at the front of the class. And yeah. You would guess who you thought it was.
Justin's looking at shoes.
I would cheat.
But can you imagine that with dudes, like just 10 dudes around the table and like a lineup of like 5 different girls?
Just to see who like... Maybe we won't do it like blowjob, just like a quick tug.
Wow, last one was really callous. Like, what the fuck is that?
Looking at calloused hands.
Looking like hands and lips and shit. Like, what was it?
Yeah, like, could that work?
It'd be funny, and I would watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, like...
That'd be my first share on Facebook this year, I think.
Heads up, boner up. Yeah, like, well, I mean, whatever. Like, let's just... Set inhibitions aside, like, how could you make Heads Up 7-Up erotic and for adults? Like an adult party. Like a key party. But, like, it's... So you'd have to have fewer people doing the tugging.
Just, like, 3.
Yeah, like, 3. And then you have, like, 10 people. And, hey, let's even open it up and, like, everyone, like, men, women take their pants off.
Yeah, it's just everyone's naked in general, so you don't know if it's a dude or a girl.
So,
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Winner joins the tugging party, and one of them go in.
That's
like, is this a fucking guy? Is this a mouse? Is this a hand? What the fuck is this?
Well, because that's how Heads Up 7-Up worked. Like, if you guessed, then you would switch.
Yeah.
So, like, Heads Up Dick Up... Can I even put this in the episode?
Please do. So there's like, if it comes famous, we've already talked about it and it's notarized.
Yeah. Like,
I want some liability. Mainly, I'd take Wendy's, but whatever.
Sign this in Bam Margera's new language. Yeah. That's totally an F.
Okay.
So like, yeah, you could even like if it's sort of like a swinger key party kind of situation, not to say you have to get all gay, but like, wouldn't it throw somebody off?
Like if there was a dude up there, like
Yeah, and like who just kind of tugged me off for a second? I'm not saying it's to completion.
Oh yeah, it doesn't have to be fast. Just like 2 seconds, done.
Yeah, and then so then you like stand up and you're like, okay, it was probably a girl. So then you wouldn't get if you're the one like doing the mysterious tuggings on guys, like you could feasibly stand up there forever.
Yeah.
But then at the end of it, everyone just has sex, probably, right?
Yeah, fuck it. We've been laying there for 10 rounds getting tugged. Jesus.
You're about there anyway.
I'll just finish it off. Fuck.
Would it be
Round 11. Come on, guys. This is getting hard.
So then I guess it would be sort of fun. It'd be like,
You nut, you're out.
Let's say.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Bump the fourth round, everyone's quenching. Like, come on, donut.
Cold showers in baseball. Cold showers in baseball.
Antlinda.
Oh, no, it's not working. So then, like, I thought I had a thought. So, okay. So, depending on how adventurous you get, then it could be like, okay, let's the minimum is that you have to touch somebody.
Yeah.
But then, like, if you're adventurous, you can use your mouth.
Yeah.
So then you have to decide, like,
well, who's the sluttiest one?
Yeah, yeah. Who is, like, slutty enough that they. And then you're checking for lipstick on your dick.
Checking lipstick and, like, looking at hands and shit to see if you feel like a wedding ring or something.
God. Looking, like,
all right, this one felt like a moonstone rubbing against my dick, or moonstone, whatever. The one that changes,
like a mood ring.
Yeah,
like then you're like, I definitely felt a mustache.
You're looking in the lime, like.
Oh my god, heads up, dick up.
So it's like heads up, dick up meets what's the one with the faces, the game?
Oh, guess who?
heads up, dick up with guess who.
Oh, in it. God.
Uncle Ralph? Hey.
That is definitely Percy with the white hair. Oh shit, I am hot. Dude, copyright heads up, dick up. This is heads up, dick up. Copyrighted. We could make like a no.
A business card. No, there's a lot of dicks on it.
No one's gonna want to take this from me. Well, it's not like Cards Against Humanity where you can copyright the fucking thing, because it's not like a
yeah.
There's like it's one instruction card.
You guys want to do this? I'll take one large Baconator meal, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Like, then it's how adventurous does the person with their pants off want to get? Like, they shimmy them down a little more, show
like,
a little brown.
Like, every round when you look up, there's, like, one chick's boobs are out next round. Like, whoa!
Like
don't come.
A nip twist. God.
Open your eyes, there's gag balls everywhere. Shit.
You know what? Like,
so it's like Secret Hitler meets fucking Heads Up 7-Up.
Secret Hitler?
It's like a card game. Like, you have to figure out who Hitler is. There's like civilians.
Okay.
And there's like a medic or a doctor, and then Hitler is killing people in the town.
Holy shit. That's kind of fun. It's
Look
sort
it
of
up
like
one
a.
Time. It's really fun.
Is it like,
It's like a. You have to work together. It's like a huge group game.
Kind of like, what are those? Not boring. They're not boring, but sort of like. Shroud of Turin, not the Shroud of Turin, but you know, like there's one game, and I wish I knew the name, but that's definitely not that. Where it's like you sort of form like agricultural,
yeah,
schemes with people.
Yeah,
and
that's how this is. You like get to ask one question each round,
yeah.
And it's like, all right, who's lying?
I can't remember what that's called. Jacob talked about playing that. Like, it sounds like kind of like a nerd game, like. But it sounds like really deceptive, like you can really get mischievous. And anyway, this is not that, and this is more of like a swinger party sex game.
All right.
Heads up, boner up. Or just heads up. Like it could be like a dickhead. Is this too foul?
Don't nut, don't nut, don't nut, don't nut.
No.
Shit. All right, who's got my load on their face?
Check for cum shots.
Mouth is looking a little glazed over. And I think it was her.
I know I strung it into someone's hair. You get to smell the load. Does it smell like walnuts?
It smells like shea butter. What is this?
7-Up and coconuts? That's me. Oh.
Well, we ate McNuggets before this shoot.
It's very salty. I know that's me.